Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah continues for the 24th day of Kislev. It's Erev Chanukah. Freilich and Chanukah. Hag Sameach to everybody. We are in chapter 12 of Yevamot, Mishnah Vav. This is the Mishnah we've been waiting for. It goes through the procedure of Chalitza, Mitzvat Chalitza, the Mitzvah of Chalitza, Bahu V'Yavimto, the Yovam and the widow come Lebeitin to the court. That's the ideal thing to do. We've seen in previous chapters, if people don't come to the court and talk to the rabbis, they can make some serious mistakes with Yibam and Chalitza. Hen masin lo eitzahug, and it's low. And the rabbis, the sages on the court, they talk to the people involved. They figure out what's appropriate here. If it's better to do Yibam, better to do Chalitza, maybe there's an age difference, maybe the personalities aren't going to mesh. So we see that Yibam and Chalitza, it's really something to involve the family, all of the brothers, talk about it first, involve the local sages, the rabbi who knows the people involved. It's really something that we do as a community. Shenemar, because it says, V'kiru lo zikne iro v'dibro lav, the elders of his city, they call to him and they speak to him, meaning they give the proper advice. V'hiyo merits, and she says, now this is if they go through with Chalitza, she says, Me'ein yivami lohakim lohiv shem Yisrael. My Yevama, the surviving brother, he refuses to uphold to his deceased brother a name in Israel. Lo ava yabmi, he does not want to go through with Yibam with me. Behu omer, and the Yavam responds, Lo havotzti lekacha, I did not want to marry her. V'shona kodesh hayu omim, they have to say it davka in Hebrew. V'nigsha yavim to alav, and the widow approaches the Yavam, the brother, le'enea zikanim, in front of the elders, that's the court. The halsa na'alo me'al raglo. She removes the shoe from his foot. The yarka befanav, and she spits before him, not on him. Rok hanire ledayanim, a piece of spit which is visible to the judges. The anta the amra, and she answers, speaks up. Kocha yesei, thus shall be done. Lishasher lo yivne et beit achiv, to a man who does not build the house of his deceased brother, meaning provide for him offspring to continue his chelek in Klal Yisrael. Ad kan hayu makrin, and that's as far as they would read from the verses. Ukasha hik Rabbi Harkonus, when Rabbi Harkonus was leading a chalitza ceremony, tochat ha'elah, under they translate Allah as a terebrinth or an elm or an oak. This is the same giant tree where Yaakov buried the destroyed Avodah Zarah, after the issue with Shechem on his way into Eretz Yisrael. We might speculate they're under this giant well-known tree to publicize the event, Bekfar Etam, in his town of Kfar Etam. Gomer et kol ha'parsha, he continued with the next verse. Hochsaku, so they established a minhag, a custom liyot gomrim kol ha'parsha, to conclude with the following verse, V'nikro shmo b'Yisrael beit chalutzanol. The Yavam, who did not do Yavama, he did chalitz instead, he will be called the household of the one whose shoe was removed. The Mishnah explains, mitzvah b'dayonim, the judges should announce this, lo mitzvah b'talmidim, not the students who are sort of the assistants and the junior rabbis on the court. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mitzvah kol ha'omdim sham lomar. Rabbi Yehuda says, everyone should say it, chalutz hanal, chalutz hanal, chalutz hanal. Repeating this phrase three times, it really ingrains it in the people there and sort of publicizes it as well. Mazel, let's start chapter 13. Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Mema'anin Ela Arusot. We only miyun, or allow for miyun, by a marriage that was Arusa only, the first stage of marriage. Beit Hillel Omrim, Arusot Nesuyot. Both the first stage after Kiddushin, or the second stage after Chuppah. Now, miyun, we've mentioned before, it literally means refusal. And the matzav is a father may marry off his daughter at a young age, though the Gemara in Kiddushin says, don't do that, wait till she's old enough. There's a Tosfos on Kiddushin, Daf 41, who explains during the Crusades, sometimes it was necessary to save the lives or the dowry of the family. Understand, during the Crusades, the Crusaders were murdering or robbing their way across Europe to get to fight the infidels. Another time in Jewish history that underage marriage was encouraged was in Yemen, when the local non-Jews would often kidnap and violate girls who were not married. But ones who were married, even if they weren't really living with the husband, they had a marriage contract, or they showed them a ring or something, they were safe. But what if the father of this girl is not in the picture? So she can enter a rabbinic-level marriage under the auspices of her brothers or her mother. They can basically marry her off for her own protection, for her own good. you know, maybe to save her life even. But since this is only a rabbinic level marriage, our sages gave her an out, and that out is called miyun. If she grows up, she's bat mitzvah now, she does not want to continue the marriage. All she does is miyun. She basically walks out, and it's as if that marriage never existed. After all, it was only rabbinical, not biblical. So this Mishnah is going to start to explore the rules and regulations of miyun and this type of marriage. Continuing, Beit Shammai Omrim Bebal below V'yavam. The young woman can refuse her husband, that was a rabbinic marriage, but not his brother if he passes away. Beit Hillel Omrim Bebal U'V'yavam. That she could refuse either one, meaning if her first husband had passed away, and now she's bat mitzvah, and instead of going through Yibam or Chalitza, she can do miyun and basically undo the legal effectiveness of that original rabbinic marriage, so she was never really eligible for Yibam or Chalitza. And that's something we mentioned, actually, in the very first Mishnah, talking about the co-wives in chapter 1. Beit Shammai Omrim Befonav, he says miyun has to be in front of the husband, to his face. Beit Hillel Omrim Befonav Shelo Befonav. It could even be not in front of him. She can go to court and say, I want out of my marriage without even the husband present. Beit Shammai Omrim Bebeitin. Beit Shammai says it has to be in court. Beit Hillel Omrim Bebeitin Shelo Bebeitin. Here this means Beit Shammai requires three expert judges who are very knowledgeable, and Beit Hillel says any three people will do. As we had by Chalitza also. Could be three, even if they don't have smicha, if they're not ordained. Amr lehen Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel said to Beit Shammai, "Mima'enitz v'hi katona filu arba v'chamisha pa'amim." She can do miyun, and if she's still a katana, she's still under bas mitzvah, she could even do it four or five times. Meaning, she had a rabbinic marriage, and she walked out of it, miyun. Then she entered another rabbinic marriage, because she's not a gedola yet. Of course, if she's old enough, if she's mature, bat mitzvah, she can accept a marriage proposal from a man, a kedushin, and that's a biblical marriage. But assuming she's not yet bat mitzvah, she could technically be married rabbinically and then walk out again. Amar lehen Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai responded to this, Ein benot Yisrael hefker. Jewish girls are not, you know, up for grabs. It's not appropriate. El memenitz umamtenit ochek tagdil. She can do one miyun and then wait until she's a gedola and get married and get divorced on a biblical level. It's mayan. Or she can do a miyun to her first rabbinic marriage, vitinose. And then she can get married again, but she can't do a second miyun again. She would have to wait until she's a grown-up and actually get a divorce. And to reiterate, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Da 41, it says, don't marry off your daughters when they're young. And it was only in extremely extenuating circumstances at the height of the Crusades, with great risk to life and property, and during certain Arab countries where the locals would abduct girls, when it was really done for the protection of young Jewish women. Yasher koach, happy Hanukkah, and Zay gesund.